The Great Misfortune of Lee MacIver. By all accounts, Lee MacIver was a simple man who loved three things above all else: his family, his business, and his beloved hometown of Sanford. He lived his whole life here, and as the unlucky few who've managed to catch a glimpse of his ghost can tell you, his entire afterlife as well. In fact, many a Sanford native knows that being deceased has never stopped some folks from sticking around and turning up in places you'd least expect them to. So throw back a glass of liquid courage at La Dolce Vita Pizzeria before embarking on a delightfully dark romp of diligence and desperation. Our first stop is where Lee spent a lot of time working to provide his wife and five children with everything they could possibly need or desire. On the corner of Carthage and Steel Streets sits a majestic four-story, red-brick historic structure. Constructed in 1926, the Lee Furniture Building was once considered the jewel of downtown Sanford, not just because of its modern architecture, but because of the thriving business that was its namesake. Known throughout the town and beyond for the exquisite quality of its handcrafted furnishings, the Lee Furniture Company thrived from the start. This was in large part thanks to Lee being a shrewd and hardworking businessman who knew how to spot a good deal from a mile away. He spent a great deal of his time toiling away in the upstairs offices of the Lee Furniture Building, negotiating building material prices, poring over sales contracts, and negotiating labor disputes among his workers. On any given day, Lee was usually the first one into work and the last one out. It's no small wonder that evening strollers such as yourself have seen lights come on and go off in the windows of the building at all hours of the night when no one seems to be there. Given the manner of Lee's death, it's quite possible that he is still burning the midnight oil, but we'll get to that later. For now, let's head over to our next stop, local Joe's Tap and Grill. Back in the day, it wouldn't have been a complete shock to find Lee MacIver in a social establishment serving food and drink. In fact, some of his biggest deals were made at a bar or around a supper table with important industry movers and shakers. Rumor has it that Lee's silver tongue even stopped a bar brawl between two farmers over a missing plow. Somehow he'd managed to convince the wronged party that he'd lent his plow to another farmer and just forgot. Lee would leave both men at the bar drinking the night away as best of friends. So if you ever need to convince someone or persuade them to do something while you're in Sanford, take them to a bar or restaurant and call upon the spirit of Lee MacIver before you make your pitch. Who knows, he might just show up and help you out. As much as Lee MacIver valued his business, he valued his family even more. While he may not have had as much time to spend with his beautiful wife and children as he would have liked, he always made the most of their time together. For Lee and his family, shopping on a Saturday morning was quality time well spent. The whole family could be seen strolling down the streets of town, popping into various shops for things like groceries, fancy fabrics for clothes, and the latest toys for the kids. What was most enjoyable during these outings was seeing the furniture from Lee's company proudly displayed. Lee would regale them and any shoppers who would listen about the inspiration behind or craftsmanship of the pieces being sold. Much to the chagrin of his wife, he was even known to watch others as they shopped, popping up behind them as they admired a competitor's furnishings, just so he could persuade them to buy from him instead. As you stroll down to the end of Steel Street and over to Wicker Street, you may be tempted to window shop at stores and boutiques along the way. As you lean in and get a closer look, particularly at one of the furniture stores, don't be surprised if you happen to see a ghostly reflection of a man's face in the store window just behind you. It might just be Lee MacIver making sure that you spend your money wisely. In addition to business and family, Lee's third love in life was the town of Sanford itself. He saw the city's potential to become a shining beacon of prosperity, cleanliness, and moral character. As an influential businessman, he set about to transform the town, investing in storefront improvements, commissioning public works, and encouraging the use of public advertisements. While Lee himself didn't dabble much in the way of politics, he was way too busy for that, he knew all the right people in the halls of government, and he knew how to get them on his side. Or at least he did for a while. While Lee's charms were successful for a time with town leaders, they eventually started to wear thin with the townspeople. In fact, some began to resent how much power he wielded over the town. His improvement ideas, which were once seen as beneficial, quickly became burdensome. And try as he might to persuade them otherwise, his words increasingly fell on deaf ears until he was forced to abandon his improvement plans and focus on his own business. But we know that Lee's ideas were ahead of their time. All one has to do is gaze upon the various murals all over downtown, from Charlie Watson Lane to Carthage Street and beyond, to feel Lee's presence and imagine how proud he must be of what Sanford has become. Hopefully you've arrived safely at your next to last stop, Smoke and Barrel, possibly the best place to share the tragic end of Lee MacIver. For you see, as shrewd a dealmaker as Lee was, he ultimately brokered a huge smoke and mirrors pact that left him and his company over a barrel. While enjoying a drink at his favorite watering hole one evening, Lee crossed paths with a well-dressed charlatan who somehow managed to convince him that he was a wealthy hotelier from the north. The man spun a tale of a great hotel expansion that would gain Lee's furniture great notoriety if his company were to provide furnishings for every new location. All Lee MacIver would need to do is extend the hotelier a line of credit to purchase everything he would need up front to keep the project on schedule. Full payment with interest was promised to follow shortly thereafter. It was a deal many would say was too good to be true, but that very night, Lee and the charlatan shook on it anyway, putting the wheels of misfortune into motion. It's said that Lee worked around the clock even more than usual to fulfill the hotelier's demand. As a result, he began to see his family less and less, which began to cause him a great deal of grief. His other business deals began to suffer as well from a lack of attention and focus. One by one, they all eventually fizzled out. Lee, however, didn't seem to mind believing that the promised windfall from his hotel deal would put the company back on top in the end. Unfortunately, he, his family, and his company would never see that promised payday. Toiling away on a Friday evening alone in his office, Lee's heart suddenly gave out, and his body wasn't discovered until several days later. Which is not as surprising as it seems. Remember that his absence probably wouldn't have raised an eyebrow among his friends or family, all of whom would have assumed he was just busy working as usual. Shortly thereafter, the ugly truth behind MacIver's last miraculous deal would be uncovered with devastating consequences for the once thriving furniture business. Unable to pay its debts, the company soon closed its doors, and the legacy that Lee had hoped would live on would instead crumble and fade into history until decades later. For years, most of the strange happenings attributed to Lee MacIver's ghost centered in and around the furniture building. It's only recently, when the town of Sanford restored the faded Lee Furniture sign on the building's facade, that Lee's ghost started showing up elsewhere around the town. Some say he was finally drawn from his office to admire the beauty of the restored sign, proof that the legacy he had once built was restored. Even today, Lee may show up from time to time to admire the brightly colored sign, especially if a group of pub crawlers, such as yourselves, are gathered at the site as well. You can blame the weather for that chill running down your spine, but we all know the truth, don't we? One last stop before you continue on to the next hair-raising boo and brew ghost tale. Head back over to Charlie Watson Lane to add something to the Before I Die mural, Sanford's public bucket list. Our ghosts really do love to see what the living are up to these days.